Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Disney Grown Up is recorded in the Greater Brisbane area, Queensland, Australia. We would like to acknowledge that this land is the custodial land of the oldest living civilization in the world. We would like to acknowledge our first peoples and their elders, past, present, and emerging, for they hold the hopes, dreams, traditions, and cultures of Aboriginal Australia.
Hello,
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Georgina.
And together we're Disney Grown Up.
Oh, hello. Welcome.
Hello again.
Welcome back. Welcome for the first time. Cover all bases, make sure.
Well, that's true.
You know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is what you picked to begin your journey with us.
I mean, we better make it good then.
Well, it better be. Otherwise, no pressure.
Otherwise, they might not be back. All right, welcome. Welcome if it's your first time. If it's, you know, return viewer, hopefully not your last time.
Yes. Let's just not have that.
If it is, let's make it a good one to end on.
We'll go without with the bang. Because it, of course, is today. Fun facts.
Fun facts. Love it.
Everyone's favorite. Fun and sometimes factual.
But we hope they're at least.
Disclaimer, mostly factual.
Partially factual.
Sometimes I question the factualness, but we try. We try. Look,
we have a good time.
Yeah.
So the fun is definitely here.
Fun is guaranteed.
So, Georgina, you are bringing the facts today.
I'm bringing the facts today.
What movie?
I have selected Dumbo.
Oh, what a good movie.
I've gotten back into Dumbo lately.
Well, we watched it.
Yeah.
Recently.
For our Watch With Me.
I mean, I say recently, but it was some time ago because that was when I was really early pregnant.
Yeah.
So I was not feeling very well and I was very emotional.
It was an emotional time.
And then halfway through I was like, why did we pick this movie? This is a terrible idea.
I was like, oh, no. I was like, I won't say anything. I was like, but this was a terrible decision.
So that was, well, I mean, he goes now about 4 months the time of recording. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago now. But anyway.
But back with
still,
Dumbo.
Within the last year, we watched it.
Yeah. I feel like I watched Dumbo a lot as a kid as well. I really like elephants, just as a disclaimer, as an animal, as an animated character.
They are great.
Love it. And so I watched Dumbo quite a lot because I'm like, elephants, love them.
Yeah, can't go
wrong. Done. So we did watch it quite a lot as a kid. So I think rewatching as an adult, I was like, oh, yes. I remember why I watched this.
Yeah.
Kind of got, you know, overpassed them by all your princess movies and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
But I think it is good too because it's one of the shorter films as well. So
it is,
for kids, it's not like a full-length feature film.
It's got a little snappier. It is actually, first fun fact, it is the shortest like full-length feature of any Disney movie. It's actually only 64 minutes long.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was about an hour long.
Yeah. The feature length, he said, Disney said of it, you can stretch the story so far, but after that it just won't hold together.
Okay. I guess if that's all your story has, you don't want to like pad it out too much.
So it's kind of like, no, this is the time in which we need to be able to tell the story. Let's just make it a short and snappy one.
I admire that, actually.
Yeah. I think a lot of movies nowadays get stretched beyond the point of where they should go.
The Hobbit trilogy, anyone?
Don't even go there.
We can pad this children's book out with 3 2-hour movies.
Yeah, this
right?
should be 3 movies. Not one that the very short book could have been told.
Oh, gross. So, I mean,
they should have learned from Dumbo. They should have learned.
Imagine like the Dumbo trilogy. Like the same story, but 3 movies.
But 3 movies. The exact same amount of plot, but 3 movies.
Good on you, Walt. Good on you.
Walt knew what it was about. This other fun fact is what really got me.
Oh, I'm ready.
Time magazine. You know Time magazine. Very,
I think I've heard of it.
Well-honoured publication. Had plans to honour Dumbo as Mammal of the Year. How they do Person of the Year? They were going to make Dumbo the Mammal of the Year. I mean, mammals also encompass humans, but no, they were going to extend the category to put Dumbo in there.
I
just comprehend
that. I don't know what to do with this news. Was this at the time that was released?
At the time it was released. But plot twist.
What? What? This could get more interesting?
That was the year that then Pearl Harbor happened. So they were like, ooh. Maybe we shouldn't do the Dumbo Mammal of the Year cover story.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? That's what they go for. So they still did honour him as Mammal of the Year,
yes,
but didn't do the cover story like they intended. Okay. It was an inside feature.
Okay.
But I just loved that.
That is a good quality. Mm.
I want to see. That's so we'll funny. Have to go and look because obviously there will be visuals of the Mammal of the Year spread.
Yes.
So we'll do some deep diving and we'll we'll get through all that Pearl Harbor info to get to our Mammal of the Year.
But then that sets a precedent.
Yeah.
So if they did that, would that have meant that every year would have been a Mammal of the Year?
What other mammals could have been of the year throughout history?
I mean,
could any have walked in Dumbo's shoes? I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, it opens up a big,
so many.
A big kettle of fish.
Yeah. Once you start doing then do we start doing invertebrate of the year? Like, where do we stop?
where do we draw the line?
Where is the line?
Anyway,
that was, I really enjoyed
what
that, reading that.
What a time to be alive.
What a time. That's one of the maybe funnest facts that I've read in a long time for Disney. We've done a lot of fun facts. That's going up there.
It's up there.
On the top of
my
list.
It's not quite Mandy Patinkin level.
It's not a Mandy Patinkin yet, but it's kind of just below.
On the level of like one to Mandy Patinkin.
It's a Mammal of the Year. Like, that's the new scale that we're looking at. It's in the scale. In terms of Dumbo as well,
yes,
the cells from Dumbo are actually really some of the more valuable movie cells.
Oh, is there a particular reason for that?
Well, back then artists weren't really careful in like being like, oh, we should preserve these for history.
Oh, okay.
So that there's not quite a lot of them.
Mm.
So I think that's kind of what makes them a lot more valuable because they're a lot rarer.
Yeah.
this one here tells the story that the animators while working on like Fantasia and Dumbo used to take their like slippery cells, because they used to be whatever the coating was,
yeah,
and skate them down the hallways.
So that seems right.
Because they're like, whatever. So I don't know whether they like skipping scone skated, those were words, skipping stone style skated them or like got on them and used them as ice skates. I don't quite know which one this
is saying.
I'm
sort of seeing like a run and jump situation where you like run up and then jump on it and go
see who can go the furthest. Yeah. I mean, if I had the option to do that, I would. I'd die, but.
Can you see all this going on? And then like Walt turns a corner and everyone's like
skipping on Fantasia versus Dumbo. So like, see which one's slipperier? Can you imagine?
It's a whole different debate situation.
Yeah.
slide
which
versus
cell
slide.
Is going to give the best slide. But yeah. So
that's
there
great.
You go.
That's
so
great.
Yes, because of that and also the types of paints they use, they flaked off a lot.
Oh,
so actually like full preserved cells are very, very rare, which makes them more valuable.
Well, there you go.
So if you have one at home.
Just lying around.
Don't skate on it. Make others' mistakes. Learn from them and, you know, get there.
There you go.
Sell them. Go to Antiques Roadshow.
Antiques Roadshow.
They'll know. They'll know what it's about.
Yeah. Get yourself a pretty penny.
Yeah. A few other little fun facts. Mm. The actual circus is called WDP Circus.
Okay.
Can you guess what WDP stands for?
Well, Disney Productions.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. On the ball. So it's just like on the little sign as the train goes in and out of the circus.
Yeah.
It's not mentioned, but they're like, oh, we'll put this in here as the animators want
little
to
nod.
Do. They're little Easter eggs. They like putting them in there.
You've got to do something in between sliding on cells.
You know, once Walt's come and busted you for sliding on the cells.
Got to have fun somehow.
What am I going to do now to entertain myself? Oh, boring. You got to do something. In terms of our voice cast as well, as in that era, they were used for a lot of different things. So the Stork was voiced by Sterling Holloway, who voiced Winnie the Pooh, Car, Cheshire Cat, a bunch of different things.
Mm.
The Maine Crow actually also voiced Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah.
Which I wouldn't have
I wouldn't
myself.
Have put them together.
But
because I think that he's obviously given them their own special little voices. But I can now you've said that, I can hear the similarities in my head.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you're like, oh, yeah. I pick it. The clowns as well, you know, when they're in the like the shadows, the silhouette.
Yes.
And they were, you know, having a little bit of a run around. Mm. They were actually inspired by caricatures of different Disney like animators.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So characters of Art Babbitt, which I just think is a great name.
That's a solid name.
Art Babbitt. Yes.
And you have to say it that aggressively.
You have to
too.
Say like, Art Babbitt. Because if you say Art Babbitt, that's just sounds. That's not a name. It has to be Art Babbitt. And Jack Kinney, not as good a name. But
no.
Yeah, so caricatures of them put into
that's
the film.
Fine.
Again, I love these little things where like animators clearly are like, yeah, let's do this.
Sure. He's got a funny nose.
He's got a funny nose. This
Shove
will be
him
perfect.
In there.
This will be perfect. It was also a really quick film to animate. They actually had a quick turnaround for Dumbo.
Hmm.
I'm going to read you exactly the way it is phrased on here because they're talking about how quick the pink elephant on parade sequence was specifically to film. And it says, Howard Swift very much lived up to his last name when he animated 100 feet of the sequence in 1 week.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
At the time, the average was 20 feet.
Yeah. How?
Is it well, his it name's Howard Swift. It's how we
say no more.
Say no more.
Maybe it's because they were like outlines, like they weren't.
Yeah.
Like,
and the background was just, well, in like you know, there's a few where it's all the black background and just it moving on. Maybe it's just logistically quicker to animate. But I don't know. 100 feet is a long,
that's a lot.
Lot more than 20.
Yes. One
more
would say.
Than double.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he really smashed through it.
It must, yeah. And there must have been something about
that
particular.
Sequence.
I mean, that sequence is a lot less. I was going to say a lot less detailed, but that's not quite correct. But there are aspects of it, like you're saying, black background, outlines that could
just
speed up the process. I suppose you could maybe even trace over a lot of stuff because it's a lot of repeated motions. Because you know the scenes where there's like multiple.
Yes.
I mean, you'd only have to do one and then, just trace the rest or copy and paste
from
it.
Whatever the version of an animator is, copy and paste.
Experts in animation right here.
We should try and animate something one day just to appreciate it because I feel like we're like, we can do that.
Well, I have a bunch of friends who are animators.
Yeah. We should give ourselves
so I have
an
like,
animation
I have
challenge.
A very general knowledge, but not very detailed.
On to that level. But yeah, so I thought that was quite an interesting little tidbit.
I it is.
That's about my Dumbo fun facts.
Well, it is a very lovely movie. And I remember, so we have done a Watch With Me episode. We have mentioned that already. So if you want to go and listen to that.
Yeah.
And watch it again.
More of our thoughts on Dumbo.
I mean, that's a lot of good time right there. But it is a very lovely little movie. I like that it's short.
Mm.
I think that's a great, you know, it is good for kids where they don't, they're not really going to sit for an hour and a half, yeah. 2 hours. Yeah. And it is, I don't know, it's just lovely. It's got lovely little characters in it. I remember when we were watching it and what's his name? The mouse. And we were just like. Yeah,
Timothy.
Timothy.
Timothy Mouse.
Mate, MVP.
He's really good. He's Timothy Q Mouse. That's his name.
He's just such a great little character. Yeah. I remember being really like, oh, mate, like.
Timothy knows what's up.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's giving great life advice.
Much better than Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, no hate to Jiminy, but he kind of abandoned Pinocchio.
If you want a guide, a small animal guide, take Timothy Q Mouse.
That's the one you want.
Yeah.
For your life.
Yeah.
And, of course, it does have the beautiful lullaby, Baby Mine.
Yes.
Which is at lovely. One point I was like, oh, no, when we watched it. But ended up being Hugo's song. So I decided that each of my children will have a special song that's theirs.
Oh, cute.
And Baby Mine is Hugo's.
It's Hugo's song.
So that's his little song I sing to calm him down or to go to sleep. Or
it's such a lovely song.
It is a really beautiful song. And I didn't realize how much it kind of got into the modern, like the popular culture as well.
Yeah.
I think it was Bette Midler did a cover of it on one of her albums.
There's a few like actual quite popularized covers of it.
And see, and then I was like, oh, was it a popular song that just got put in the movie? But it was written for Dumbo.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was also, it was nominated for Best Song at the Academy Awards.
Of course it was.
It did lose to Last Time I Saw Paris from Lady Be Good, which I think is a shame. I have not heard the other song, but I still think it's an outrage.
I've never heard of that song or possibly even heard that song.
So I think we know who should have won.
Robbed. Well, that's hindsight for you, 2020. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what's going to be like pervasive and continue until much further along.
Mm.
But it's a good song. A very lovely song.
Yeah.
And Hugo likes it very much.
Tick of approval. Tick of approval.
Hey.
And what more do you need?
What more do you need? Approval of baby. Tick. Yeah. That's it.
So I think that's it for Dumbo.
Yeah. It's a lovely film. I think I'm getting more of an appreciation for those earlier films as far as just the artistry and the amount of love that went into them.
Yeah. You can feel that detail and the heart that goes into it.
And I think too, like I know there are big teams that work on this, but they're not overproduced.
Mm.
You can just tell sometimes with some of the modern ones that you just feel like, oh, yep, that decision was made in a boardroom with a bunch of people. Whereas, you know, the love and heart and dedication that went into these in that early Disney time, it's just, there's something so special about it.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, not to say that modern work is all terrible. There's
the recent work has
become some of my very favourites. But certainly there's something special about
It's a different feel.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Well, let us know any other fun facts that we forgot or neglected to mention. How dare we?
How dare we? Does it trump Mammal of the Year?
Well, that's a good.
How could it?
That is a very fun fact, and I feel like I'm going to store that one away.
That's going to be in
general use.
Everyday conversation with everyone I meet from now on.
I'll just be like, "Did you know?
Did you know?" So there we go.
Had a sense of humor.
If you can trump that, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Definitely. So yes, let's leave you on that note. Have a wonderful day. Keep watching Disney. Stay safe, and we will see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.